success today's game?
We're 5-1, so we got the win and gave you guys more stuff to write about on the offensive side of the ball. So you guys will be busy this week.
Was the weather, how bad was that wind? How big of a factor was the weather?
The wind was a little bit. I mean, just as far as getting into field goal range and taking shots down the field, had to kind of pick and choose there, but it didn't really bother you much, no. Because we didn't put up all the points in the world and, you know, ran up all these yards, so now you can still keep talking about us struggling offense.
How do you feel about that?
I feel we improved in ways, and then the end of the game, you know, I didn't make some good decisions and can get better there, so it's some room to improve.
Do you feel like next week's going to be the ultimate challenge to step up the offense against them?
Well, yeah, you know, Indianapolis is known for their offense, and they actually have a good defense, too, to go along with it, but, you know, we played a great first half, and in the third and fourth quarter, we moved the ball a little bit. A couple times there, like I said, just made some bad decisions. You can't have those against a team like Indianapolis. So we can shore it up and correct a few mistakes, and hopefully that'll make the difference.
One of the storylines the last couple weeks has been some services and things like that. The first half, you had 26 pass attempts. Feel good to just hold it up?
Yeah, it felt really good. You know, take a few shots downfield, and you know, we were mixing it up and calling some great plays, and you know, it felt really good. We moved the ball, converted some big third downs. And that's what you want to do in an offense. And then, you know, we just never got that rhythm back in the second half.
Did you have to adjust when Matt
went out? You know, not really. I mean, I didn't really know he was hurt until I looked over and saw Big Eric there. And Eric, the only reason I saw that is because Eric's a little taller and a little slimmer than Matt. Yeah, you know, I went to him earlier, play before that, and, you know, we were wanting to get him going because you can see his strength and his height, and him matched up against a DB, you know, is a definite mismatch. And guy did a good job of covering that route. He actually, you know, went and got the ball and just, you know, pretty much dominated that guy. So that was nice to get him a touchdown catch. Hopefully that'll just keep him working harder and keep him getting better because he can do some good things for us. You know, you get a win, and I'm happy. I'm really happy. But, you know, we could have played better in the third and fourth quarter. And in this system, in this team, in this offense, you know, just getting a W sometimes isn't enough. So if I sat here and was happy and sitting here saying, oh, gosh, played great, you wouldn't have the right guy, you know, trying to lead these guys. So I know I could play better in that third and fourth quarter. And, you know, I think a lot of guys will say they could on the offensive side of the ball. But defense playing great. You know, I hate the turnover to put them, you know, pin them deep in their territory because they scored there and they could have kept their streak going, but you know, they held them down when we needed them, and we got the W as a team. You know, no, just not executing. You know, offensively not getting it done, and that goes on me first and foremost, and then trickles down through everybody else. So it's just a matter of you know, making sure, putting our minds to it, getting it done in that third and fourth quarter. Even though we moved the ball sufficiently, we still gave them opportunities, you know, to go and win the ball game. And that's why I said our defense was able to hold them down, which, you know, tip our hats again to the defense.
When you saw the game plan was going to be a lot of passing, were you concerned when you looked out your window and saw the weather and wind and all that?
No, not really. You know, you had to get your mind ready for it. And we were expecting, you know, rain. I was mentally ready for downpour and maybe snow. So when it wasn't raining, I was as happy as you can be. So, but if it would have rained, we would have been all right. Still could have thrown the ball some and done some good things. But, you know, you can't, you know, worry about the weather. You got to worry about your opponent.
Did you hear about the pregame report? Cutler was going to be the quarterback at some point.
I didn't hear anything.
Anybody tell you about it?
I didn't hear. You're the first I've heard of that. So, yeah, I don't. I until that happens, I'm your guy.
Is that putting pressure on you? I mean, just the way that
any more pressure, or just any
the way the offense performed with that kind of alert in the background, or is that something you just completely?
You know, man, I got to go play, and I learned along early on in my college career some good advice from Bruce Snyder. Was coaches coach, players play, and if I'm playing well, there's no question. If I'm doing some things that I could do better, and raising the question, then what can I do? I can play better.